We are the latest generation of hackers. We grew up playing video games. We were the ones who looked for all the hidden items and figured out cheat codes. We saw what computers could do and thought, I think we can do more. We heard of hackers from the mass media and thought, I want to know exactly how to do what they do. Even as these hackers were made out to be criminals, we still wanted to learn. We eventually found out that hacking is not evil, which settled better with our morals. We are here to share and educate. We are BaseNet Radio.
So that, like...
This is Slick Zero, your host. With me today for episode 3-8 of BaseNet Radio is Morbid.
Yo.
And over Skype is Silent Slade.
Hey.
Yeah, I thought you were out there somewhere. Anyway, you know, we usually just discuss recent tech news on the show, but we can get into some interesting discussions or rants outside of the news, usually still during the news section. That's what makes us ADD Radio.
Woo.
We could only hope for a longer email section. Any reproduction or retransmission of this material is...
encouraged.
That's right. That is why this MP3 is available for download at our website, which happens to be basenetradio.net. And right now, it is time for our first section. That begins...
email
with a sound effect, actually.
What the
yes
fuck was that?
I don't know, it's just playing a lot of sound effects from there, but yes, that's right, that begins the email section of BaseNet Radio. In this section, we will be reading email and comments we received over the course of the previous week. If you have something to contribute, ideas, flames, news stories, or want a shameless promotion, shoot off an email to basenet@basenetradio.net. and the first email from the Apple Man.
All right, let's pop it open.
And, hold, what was that?
I was popping it open.
Yeah. It says to get a drink first, because this is a damn long one, you know?
All right, so let me read it.
As I slip away on the next drink.
How about we share it? I read the first two paragraphs, you take the rest.
Sure, because the rest is a nice long list.
Okay, well, you know, the first...
You know, he wants us to take a... this to take up a lot of time, so read slowly, too.
Okay. Hey, BaseNet!
Hi.
... I'm just kidding. Slicko and Echo/Nen knows me from H3KNX, and he's disappeared. What does he use now? Anyway, heard of BaseNet from 0x1B. Wow, that was a long time ago. The episode which H3KNX was in, then forgot about it. Shame on you. Shame on you. Then I bought my iPod. Ugh, shame on you again. I started downloading BaseNet again from Hacker Media and your archives. Well, that's good. That's better. And at least one copy of each episode except for 2.5. Yeah, I wonder why. Also, thanks to you guys, I sometimes tune into DDP Hack Radio whenever I get a chance and might go on to a 2600 meeting. Interesting. That's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a long email/comment. Well, no, duh. I've been listening to most of the episodes, and usually the news section takes up like 50 to 60 minutes of the show.
The show is 60 minutes anyway.
I know. Yeah, but he's right. It does take up a big chunk. And the news section, for me, is the most boring part of the whole show.
Yeah, we agree. That's what the ADD part is for.
I am hopeful this email takes up a whole show, a whole episode. That's right. Take up the whole goddamn thing. So there is my little no news. So take your time reading it, and most of the comments are just taken from the first 10 minutes or until the news section. So not all of the episode, but, you know. Hold on, I just lost my space because this is a lot of commas and no periods. But it won't be hard if I find if you decide to check them, and if you've forgotten these episodes, you may have to listen to them again to understand. I know I need to. They should be in the order they appear during the episode. Some are funny quotes, in my opinion. You could probably laugh over. Other bits are questions about the subjects that came up. Other things are just random things that I would shout at you. Thank goodness for ADD Radio. I haven't looked over everything in every episode. Maybe I'll write notes of all the stuff on the show, since you guys are too lazy to do it.
He's honest. Actually,
well, we do have someone actually working on notes for the show.
That's true.
It hasn't been done yet.
But it's very much so. It's very much so getting there. I saw some of them.
Yeah,
you were showing me.
Yeah, I have some like in actual text, but they're not done yet either. So in no particular order, let's start with the Apple Man's comments. Slick.
This one's taken from OX09, but it seems like it could have been taken from any of them. It's hi. Well, hello there. Anyway, then the next one's taken from 5, which is House Pecker.
Dead by now, right?
Actually, no, he was freed. Pecker, he was trapped in that little like chimney thing that came down into the studio. Because there used to be an old wood-burning stove there that was removed, and I just like threw a drum head with duct tape over it.
Which isn't the best idea for the bird.
But the top of the chimney wasn't covered, so a bird fell down in the chimney and was like stuck. And it was just like pecking on the drum head. What? And this was during a show that it was down there too. And yeah, at one point just kind of removed the drum head and the thing flew around the basement a little bit, went out the door. So
it attacked W.
Did it? No, it didn't. Not really. It just kind of flew right out. It knew what to do.
That's good.
Yeah.
Anyway. At least, moving on.
Question, why no... it says 2C. Why no AUGs for the show? And he says, my iPod won't take it, but it's like the symbol of being a Linux-related show. Well, it's pretty much for the reason that your iPod won't take it, because a lot of people do the whole podcast thing for the full meaning of it, and... well, not meaning of it, but...
for the sake of having the MP3s. And eventually we'll have AUGs, but we need space. So until we have a large amount of space,
we have a large amount of space.
A lot? Enough for, like, AUGs of every show?
I don't see why not. I'm just too lazy to make the AUGs from the originals.
I'll script it if you want. High-res AUG only, though.
Yeah.
No low-quality AUGs.
I'm not gonna worry about it for now, because seriously, we're basically a talk show. 128 MP3s are considered to be some for some as overdoing it. So I'm not gonna worry too much.
Well, there is music, sort of.
Sort of, yeah.
All right, next.
Is from F. Who likes to bitch? Who likes to bitch?
I do.
Probably me. I know, it's...
I'm pretty sure it's Silent Slade, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, well. OX1C. Do it, said by Silent Slade.
I believe the correct term is do it, do it, do it, do it. You know, that kind of do it.
Okay, I don't remember that far back.
Neither do I.
And here's a question. Who's Red Dragon?
I don't even think I was here for that episode.
Now, aren't you... I don't know if there is a Red Dragon anymore. Come to think of it. But that's a story for another time.
Oh, okay. And this one's from 3-5. Fear what? Fear what?
That's a fairly recent episode.
And I don't remember that at all.
Remember? It was the episode with, like, the iPod from God or something.
Oh.
Oh, right. That was the... oh, the stupid intro thing. I forgot about that. Yeah.
It's 3-5. Come on.
I can't over it. That was so long ago.
Right, that's a good point. It's an episode that ends in a 5. Anyway. Oops, did I just give that away? Anyway.
I don't know. Moving on to 18.
Yes.
1-8. 1-8, actually.
Right. Who was that, Pimp? Slick Zero is not sexy. Nameless sounds sexy. Yeah, well, I never thought I was sexy. Anyway. Basenet in Haiku.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I would like to see you in dresses. Aw. Okay, you know what? These must have been some of them.
This is 1-8, man.
Yeah,
this
is all nameless. Yeah.
That's like a classic, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, nameless.
But it was still a classic episode, regardless.
Yeah.
Do I remember that one, or was I...
You were there, man. You were there.
Somebody was on your lap.
Okay, I'll take that one. Anytime then.
Anyway, 1-3. Morbid's voice is boring, not soothing.
I can't do it. Bueller. Bueller. What do you mean my voice is boring?
See, you were able to do it without cracking up. You just cracked up at first.
We just cracked up, that's all.
Anyway, 2-0. Boo news. Okay.
It was all news. Oops, sorry.
C and others.
OmniScan!
And he says he would like to get some stickers and or other promotional stuff with the logo on it.
Okay, we can arrange that.
Okay. OX1B. Spread me, said by the Da Vinci virus, which was Slade.
Yeah, so that you was... can spread me. That's right. Well, I don't know where you want to take that, man.
Yeah.
I don't go that way, but I'm glad that I instilled some sort of interest. Going on.
Is DMAD/DMoney/D$ always brainwashed? I can't listen to the streams as it's about 12 midnight on a Tuesday, huh?
Well, the time frame where he is, probably. I don't know. Yeah, D-Money is not brainwashed, he's just brain dead. Because he's always working while the show is going on.
Ah.
And as for streams to 12 midnight, I don't know exactly where that's coming from. I'll have to re-listen to 2E. Moving on.
Yeah, same here. 2-4, Basenet and Morse. Did you check the shadow?
The shadow.
Do you know that one?
No.
Not a clue.
Okay.
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay, in 3-7, I laughed. Slick Zero has a weird laugh. I do? Stop it. Okay. I'll try. Probably won't work, though. Minority Report wasn't touchscreen. What happens if I poke you? What?
Oh, when we were talking about the 3D screens, like the hologram.
I know the 3D screens thing, but I guess Minority Report didn't have the touchscreen thingy.
No, it had that. It wasn't a touchscreen per se, but it kind of followed your hand movements, and you have to watch the movie to understand what I meant.
Yeah. Anyway, in 2-8, Slick Zero is a bad baby. I don't get that.
We have to listen to 2-8 to understand.
Probably.
When was 2-8?
And then it says all.
A long ass time ago.
Yeah. It was 16 episodes ago.
Oh, shortly God. After 2-5.
Oh, God.
Right. And then it says, I'll give dreams.org from slickzero.net to people. It's really good. Okay. Well, I'm kind of messed up. The version I have up there isn't the final one. I actually was using a very crappy triangle wave for the baseline. But yeah, so it doesn't sound exactly like a Nintendo. But whatever. That works.
You're horrible.
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm a sound Nazi. Anyway... It says, because of you, I took the time to see Goatsy.
Hey, wait a minute.
He took the time to see Goatsy because of us.
I won't.
Wow.
No. That's, why?
He that's needed amazing. To know what it was, man. Everyone needs to know once. Lemon Party, Tub Girl.
Yeah, Lemon Party's another good site you should check out. Anyway, YTMND is screwed up, and... fuck.org and ogrish.org, ogrish.org, are all like it. Interesting.
You don't read parentheses, do you?
Oh.
I like that. It gives, like, insight to the actual character, the person writing the email.
Oh, yeah, it says he hasn't been on it himself, mm-hmm. Right?
All right.
And it says, I hope that gave you a lot to talk about, although you'll probably ADD halfway through and it'll need 2 shows. Well,
so far, so good.
So far, we haven't needed 2 shows, but we did ADD multiple points. Or you'll skip most of it and it only takes 10 minutes. I'll keep listening to the rest and and maybe write up some notes. Thank you so much for the show. I hate the word podcast too.
Yay! Media cast for everyone. I don't know.
and then that was, of course, the Apple Man. And mm-hmm. he says, P.S. I think I ADD'd while writing this.
All right. How much time do we waste on this?
Waste? It was not a waste. 14. We want more people to
14!
Do this.
14!
We
yes!
are 14 minutes.
We did not talk 10. See? We win. That's all I wanted to say. Really, like, I think this was the coolest fan mail we've had ever.
The Simply longest. Because... And it went into, like, a lot of detail. Different things from past episodes. That was cool.
There was detail and memories there. I forgot all about Pecker. I forgot all about the Da Vinci
right.
virus.
I was talking to Slick. I commented briefly on... I was looking at the drumhead covered exhausting earlier before you commented on the... On that. And I'm like, wow. I was thinking about Pecker earlier today as well.
Interesting. And yeah. There, and you know what the most interesting thing part about this whole thing is? We still have mail.
Sweet!
Isn't that amazing?
No way!
How's
we
it possible?
We still have mail. It's,
say it
oh,
ain't
it's possible.
So, man. Say it ain't so. We'll never get to the news now. I'm just teasing.
Which one should we pick next?
Farron's, I guess?
Okay.
Okay. So, I accidentally clicked on that one. Now I'm at SourceForge. Oh my god. Alright. Okay, so all the search engines are fucked. No right. doubt. So I had an idea. This is from Farron. It came to me after your little tangent on Google. That wasn't really little, but okay. Let's make a new search. Interesting perspective. On SourceForge, there's new projects that we can use. And he links you to SourceForge, which I'll link you guys to in a second. I'm serious about this. Why not give it a shot? Make up a name. I could design the website and the logo. We start with search and maybe do some public email, like Gmail. It would be a great thing to pass around the hacker community. Let me know what you think, Farron. Kind of reminds me of, like, we'll hack for food. In a sense, like, the free email thing, like, for the hacker community, like, it's an inside thing.
Well,
It's not really an inside thing. I mean, like, it's open to everyone, but, like...
Right,
you know,
right.
It started and run by... people of the technological interest.
Well, before we comment on this, he has another email.
Right, moving on over to the next one. Slick, you take it.
All right, I have an idea. Make your own search engine. All you need is Nutch, and he gives the link to it. Mm-hmm. It's Lucene, I think it's pronounced, lucene.apache.org/Nutch, Nutch.
I'm already tiny URLing all these links. Keep going.
Or something like that. A few servers, a name, a web design, and a logo. I can make you a name/logo/web/website. It's something I made right after hearing the show. Take a look. The name I carefully selected from staring at dictionary.com and telling it to poop out was Spry. Why? It means fast, nimble, and all... of those good things. It looks cool. It sounds cool too. So Spry, Spry.
I don't know about that name. It kind of keeps making me think of Spy, which is kind of I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds creepy. Very it sounds very like a name of a spyware.
Although dibs on the logo. The logo you sent us was awesome. But Spry, yeah.
You tiny URL that logo?
I can tiny URL the logo as well. But I kind of don't want to give it away because I don't want to, like, you know, throw this out there and then someone steals it. Yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I can, however, put up the other two links, like, not a problem. Because they're already available to the public.
Right.
tinyurl.com/E. C as in cat. 4. Z as in zebra. G as in goat. And that's for the search engines available on the SourceForge. Not hard to find. And as for Nutch itself, Tiny URL Creating, la 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 la, I can't even read that. K, as in kite, WW, as in the World Wide Web, 5-7. So you can go to those two links and check out the software available that you can probably use to run your own search engine. I mean, we don't even have to start a search engine on our own. to be able to do this. I mean, you can go the Google way and get a cluster of cheap pieces of shit together and cluster the servers together and run like some sort of robot spidering monstrosity like Google does. But, I mean, you can set up like a small spider that does it for yourself personally as well if you wanted to. Like, it only spiders for things you want. Like, let's say I'm interested in classical music, and I make a spider that runs across the web and grabs me all the links related to classical music. And then it dumps them for me, and, like, sorts them by, like, popularity. Or it sorts them by, like, certain names or other categories. That, I mean, that's a cool utility, an idea, deriving from the search engine.
Right.
And something no one really thinks about doing for themselves. Usually you think, oh, I want to search for classical music. Let me go over to Google or Yahoo.
But the thing is, it would take
mostly Google.
It would take some time for the spider.
It would take some time for the spider. This is why you go to sleep.
Oh, well.
So it's like, yeah, I want to wake up and I want to listen to classical music, but I'm a little tired right now. Run script, go to sleep. Wake up in the morning, and, oh, wow, I've never been here before. It's kind of like stumble upon, but you kind of did it yourself.
Interesting. That's not a bad idea.
Have you ever used stumble upon? I don't know if you have or not.
Once or twice.
What about you, Morb? You would love it, Morb.
Have I used what?
You stumble upon. You're an ADD motherfucker. You would
no,
love
I
it.
Haven't used it. Send me the link on my screen name so I'll get it when I go home.
It's a Firefox extension.
Oh.
You just look for stumble upon and download it right off.
Okay.
What you do is you kind of have to register with them, which kind of sucks.
Uh-huh.
But when you register with them, you tell them what categories you want to search through.
Yeah.
Then it gives you a Firefox stumble upon button.
Mm-hmm.
You hit the button, and you fly across the web to a random place.
Do you really fly across the web?
Do you dive in the screen?
No. Yeah, it hurts a lot, but it's really cool.
Is it like hacking a Gibson?
It's like hacking the total Gibson, man. Like, big iron all the way. No, No, what I mean is it just randomly throws a link, loads a link in your browser from their cache of, like, different categories. You rank the link if you want to or not. It's really not necessary. And you keep going through a set of different links, like, of the categories that you choose. And
what
you
is
can
this
add
again?
Stumble upon.
You see it's my memory.
It's awesome for when you have 5 minutes and nothing to do.
Oh, that's all the time.
Exactly, that's all the time. And you run into really interesting things and really useless things, you know, depending on your capability. And how did I ADD off into that off of a search engine email?
You're talking about creating their own type of...
Why didn't you stop me?
Okay. I don't know.
Because it's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting thing.
I just went over there, you know. I'm not even here right now. I'm over there.
I know. You're talking to me, but I kind of zoned out. Sorry.
There's cool. There's definitely lots that could be done with that and potential of its own. So.
Let's see. Where is it?
It's good to listen to what you were thinking about.
I think I'm going to send some emails back and forth with Farron here and, you know, get some dialogue going. It sounds like a fun project.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of BPP, but, like, all code.
he says he thinks it'll be a cool hacking project to do since all of this search engine ruckus came up. Why not make a search engine on your terms?
Right. That you don't have to, like, worry about the NSA coming and say, I want to know what you searched for.
Now, I'm wondering if... You know how Google has their huge, like, clusters of boxing doing their thing?
Boxing.
What if there were something like an at-home type deal that people could download?
You mean like SETI at home or like folding at home kind of thing?
But it would be for like a community run search engine.
Huh.
That would be interesting.
Searchy at home or something weird.
But then
shit
again,
like that.
Again, it would sound like another one of those spyware things.
It does sound like a spyware thing. But then again, I mean, who's to say that like Boink software isn't like spyware things either. The Berkeley Online Distributed Computing stuff.
That's true. Then again, I never had a problem with it, so.
Oh, and speaking of distributed computing, before I forget, Echo hooked me up with something called Electric Sheep, which I've forgotten about. I saw it a long time ago. Which is distributed computing screensaver.
Okay.
And it'll upload It downloads a couple screensavers off the website and plays them as your screensaver. And while your screensaver is running, it'll generate more screensavers out of just pure math logic. Just dumps them to your screen.
That's weird.
It is weird. It just creates random images. And then it'll put these sheep, as it calls them, back up to the server, and other people can download the server that you created. I mean, the screensaver that you created. It's totally creepy and weird, but I like it. It's good for those 5 minutes between screensaver turns on and monitor turns off, which I had set to. So like the screensaver is the warning between, oh, my monitor is about to go black. I should do something again.
Anyway, we have another email. Cool.
Oh, damn, another one. Damn.
And yes, another one. This one from, it looks like...
The Triple H.
Yeah, it looks like H-H-H-H-H-H. Well, somebody just wanted to put something in their first name, last name spots.
On go home, row. All right.
Wherever the email was from. Mm-hmm. Shows a Gmail account, so... Anyway, it says, hey, I heard somewhere that if you want to use an emulator on your computer, that the computer had to be 2 times better than the system. Is this true? I would have to say no. Because first off, it depends on...
What you're emulating.
Exactly. I mean, hey, there's a 200 megahertz computer could just... handle smoothly a Nintendo emulation. Nintendo runs at less than 2 megahertz.
So it's more than 2 in that case.
That's about 100 times better than the original system. Yeah. And in other cases, you know that recently there was work on that Apple... the PowerPC, I should say, emulation on an x86 machine. And this, while... it was able to run, it was only at like a couple of megahertz when you look at the OS X system thing.
That's creepy. It's slow. Really
yeah,
slow.
It's mad slow, but it did run OS X. Very slow, but it ran.
But that means it could run, like, natively if it had to.
Right, but also you could, let's see, what's an example of what can be emulated that's rather quick compared to other things? Can't say Wine. That's not an emulator.
I can't say VMware because technically you're creating a virtual machine, not emulating anything.
Right.
I haven't really thought of it, but I don't have a machine slow enough to try it, but the Apple II emulator. Maybe.
Right.
I'm not too certain.
That should be... relatively easy to emulate, actually.
But, I mean, I can't guarantee that you don't need more than 2 times the processing power to do it.
Right.
Can't guarantee it at all.
It could be more, it could be less.
I think 2x is too low a number.
Oh, yeah.
Like, by far. Like, you might want to add a couple zeros. And, like, maybe slash it in half.
It has to be a lot better than the system because of mainly because of architectural differences that you'll have to be emulating. Mm-hmm. So it has to, if you want. Also, it depends on the emulator itself, because nowadays I'm using the Nintendo as an example again. You could have a good emulator on, well, back in the day, you could have a good emulator that with frame skip on like a Pentium 175 megahertz. If you want it to run smoothly without the frame skip, you would have like 200 megahertz box, and that'd be like golden, even for maybe Super Nintendo. But now it's because emulators are coming out a lot quicker now, and nobody's really hard coding. They're all doing simple stuff, like I don't know what's a language, like Java emulators and whatnot. You need like they're good compatibility, but you need like 800 megahertz to run them. And it's kind of strange because you have the old ones like Nesticle.
Nesticle.
Yeah, that ran on my 486. I mean, with like hella frame skip, but still.
Hella frame skip.
There's a good piece of software there.
That was awesome. And that was written in assembly, so.
I mean, but then you got to think about it. Like, this might start to scale down. Like, it won't be 100 times more... a faster processor, might be 10 times faster.
15 times, yeah.
the more advanced the computer gets. Like, a 3.4 gigahertz machine can emulate a PS2, might be able to emulate an Xbox, you know, you start getting closer.
Right. Oh, Xbox emulation is barely emulation because it's a Celeron processor.
True. Well, I was leaning more for PS2, but right. Emulation so that you can actually get the games to run natively, but not like it really should be much of a push to port them anyway, but thank Microsoft for not doing it. Halo 2. Moving on.
Yes, other email?
I think that's it, unless you want to read out the printer project crap.
Oh, okay, I thought you were keeping that in there for this. I didn't know. Because you mentioned before.
I kept that in there because I need to respond to it later. So we can ignore that. Yeah, I need to actually get the stuff going on there. Because I'm probably going to hop back into that, because it's been a while.
Alright.
And that should do it. Interesting questions. Thanks for all the emails, especially Apple Man with the long ass email. you kind of scared me when I opened that.
Okay, let's take a guess. How much time did we spend on email today?
Way more than usual.
23 minutes.
23, what's your guess? Instead of way more than usual.
Shit. 18. Okay.
Both wrong? It's been a half hour.
Sweet.
No way.
That's excluding the intro.
I'm sorry, I zoned out.
So I'm guessing this is a bad time to tell everybody we're moving on to the porno of the week. No, I'm kidding.
That's right, and here it comes. That begins the porno of the week section of Basement. No, I have to get some bow chicka bow bow music for that.
I'm just kidding. There's no porno of the week. Unless Morbid has something he wants to share.
Excuse me. No.
Not that.
No.
Again, another episode with that in it.
Last week, I was having my Ubuntu issue, so I'm going the new version of Arch, and I'm trying to get everything set up, so I'm going to be not really here much.
Oh. But you do have some interesting news. You put a hell of a lot in the...
Yeah, I dropped it all in there, and it's a good thing I did, because now I need to find my RSS feeds again.
Oh, that's bad. That means you don't have them. That means...
I'll have to find them from the thing.
Alright, let me get off this thing here.
Anyway, we are beginning the news section. In this section, we will be discussing news from this past week in the tech and computer industries, as well as any other news we find relevant to the general idea of hacking. We try to vary our sources, so you may hear something on the show that you may not have heard elsewhere. And of course, if you would like to be a BizNet correspondent, simply send us an email with an audio attachment of yourself doing a report on something of your interest. It can be anything from reading and commenting on tech news to reporting on an interesting hack. And
but now, not you jerking off, okay?
What?
Nothing out there.
Wait, where is this coming from?
About those audio attachments. We don't want that kind of sound.
But I don't know, maybe we had to delete a couple. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's... Oh, God. Why do you bring that up? Anyway. Yeah, now you're just giving everybody the idea.
I know. That's why I said it.
Damn it.
And then you wonder whether it really happened or if we're goading you into doing it. Anyway.
Now, did you read the header of that email, though? It looks like it actually came from Morbid.
What?
Did something want to tell us, Morb?
Huh? I'm sorry. I got bored.
I got bored. Oh, wow. That's hella bored, man.
Anyway, is there any news story you want to start with?
No, not particularly. We could tell Morbid to do one, because he hasn't talked enough.
Morbid, do one.
Dead quiet.
Okay. I guess we'll start with something that everybody has heard of and hates, such as Your Space.
Oh, yeah, crap.
Oh, no, wait, I'm sorry, that's MySpace. Damn it.
No, it's not.
Because that joke isn't already done more than enough. Yeah, it says in this article, social networking site. No, the stalking site, MySpace, hugely successful among teenagers and 20-somethings, is about to become more... stupid long words that I don't know.
of a hassle?
I'll just I'll just paraphrase. They're going to launch service.
Ooh, like Boost Mobile. Like, it makes
no sense. I don't know. Are they launching their own cellular service, or are they just offering web access?
Cellular service.
With heliophones.
Right.
Wow. I just kind of launched the story, and the phone? I don't know. It was just me, but I read, instead of the social networking site MySpace, I read the social engineering website MySpace.
Social engineering. well, you know, there may be some going on there.
I don't know. The phones themselves, they look like they have an interesting interface, but besides that.
Yeah. Well, besides that, the whole GPS constantly running and saying, yeah, this is where I am now, updating your GPS constantly.
Oh, yeah. Considering that it's been done.
I'm not saying that it has. I mean, if MySpace didn't make stalking easy enough, they're going to add these phones to it.
Whoa,
that audio may have a hint of... Anyway.
I know where you live.
And I know where you are at this moment because I tracked your MySpace phone because you were uploading some stupid picture of yourself from it.
And you opened my email on MySpace and it had like an Uber MySpace bug because IIS sucks. I'm sorry, am I talking again? Shouldn't be talking out loud.
Yeah.
What was that?
Video game music. You know that stuff we play in the background?
It sounds like someone dying.
Yay.
Or killing their cat.
No.
Oh. I haven't said cat sex in a while. This needs to be thrown there. Let's see. So regarding these telephones, like, what kind of crap are they pushing on people now?
Don't know. I don't care. I lost interest. It's just MySpace starting cellular service. It just makes me think that they can make stalking so much easier now.
Well, I mean, if it's a cell phone, any cell phone's really trackable, but when you have a cell phone linked to your MySpace account, that could be kind of bad. Because someone could, like, I mean, I could see in the future they integrate a button, call me, click, and it launches Skype, and Skype's out, or some weird crazy shit like that.
To your cell number.
Or if you have a MySpace phone, and they have a MySpace phone, you just go to their friend, your, not even your friend list, I don't know what they call it. You browse through the list of people on MySpace. Oh, she's cute, let me call her.
Okay. Slightly shady.
Slightly creepy, yeah.
Slightly creepy, especially if there's like, if it's one of those like people that have like 30 million friends or whatever.
Mm. Oh my god.
The people who think MySpace is a popularity contest.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I mean, it isn't.
If you have 1,000 friends, you don't have any friends. You know? That's how that should go. It's just too much. Like, regardless.
I mean, it's not.
I'm sorry, Marbors. I know you have 2,000 friends. I wasn't talking about you.
God, I can't
even... That means he has -2.
Yes.
I know, I couldn't imagine what you do with any friends.
I have no point in it.
How you would even know who is at that point.
It's once again the popularity contest, but I think we've gotten slightly off topic.
Just anger at, like, retarded stupidity.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the phones look very nice. Mm-hmm. Their interface is different, I think.
They kind of remind me of Sony Ericsson phones.
A little prettier, in my opinion.
They've been iPodified a little bit.
I guess. What do the icons look like to you? I forget.
Black and white. It looks like they painted.
Do they look
a
like OSX? Do they look like OSX style icons?
Not really. They do kind of have an OSX style menu. What the fuck we're talking about? tinyurl.com/D-OS2A. And you can sort of see a picture of the phone on the MSNBC horror news site.
D as in David, O as in orange.
Crap, I gotta reload it.
Because I want to say this is the same pictures I had.
D as in David, E as in Eric, O as in orange, 2 as in 2, A as in apple.
Okay.
And you should have that loading. It should be an MSN News, MSNBC news article. And I don't even want to get into the MSNBC thing.
Yeah, well. Oh, yeah, I was thinking of something different. This is the same picture. I had a smaller version of it, but I was, for some reason, my brain was thinking of different style icons.
You might have different style icons, but it's, you know, whatever.
I got it's a pretty Uber Gizmo.
Uber Gizmo.
Oh, man, I finally clicked on that link that you sent me before.
Which one?
This one. Just look at the screen, dude.
Interesting.
I send evil shit once in a while.
Yes, you do.
Well, when D-Money's not around, someone has to do it.
That's correct.
Yeah, I always knew that Toadstool was a slut. Anyway.
Wow.
If that's not a warning for everyone out there.
Because, I mean, come on. Every day she's in a different castle.
That's true. Anyway,
it's like we all die.
It's worth a deep breath, cake tap.
Bitch is a slut. This is can't find it on Uber Gizmo.
Helio. Cheap. I think it's there. I think that's where it was. Because Helio Pneumo. Oh, I think it might be here.
Okay, we're all not talking.
Yeah, we're making sure this is the most boring part of the show. That's all.
That's correct. Now we're just gonna sit here and look at each other.
We can't.
I can't
that.
Look at you.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, it is a good thing. Anyway. Oh.
I found the picture. It is there, like 6 pages deep, and it is hideous there as well. And what's Helio? I think it's a Helio phone, which means it's like the lowest budget thing you could possibly find. Has reception and
yeah, new mobile phone carriers, just not a new phone.
Mm-hmm. Service will be just as reliable as the MySpace webpage itself.
Okay, now this is quite annoying.
It can't be worse than T-Mobile. I'm sorry.
They have the 4-button phone.
They do?
Like the phone, the Helio phone is a 4-button phone for
the little kidlets.
Little kids, right? Well, actually, no, it slides out. I believe. Hold on.
Yeah, it does slide. There's a slide one, and then there's a kind of rotate one. I guess rotate is the word I'd use.
I don't know. It looks like from the design, it looks like they're marketing it towards little kids. Like trying to get, and I believe the rules for MySpace are 18 and over.
No, I don't think. I think it might be 6. I don't know. There's a quick answer to find that. There's a quick way to find that out.
Again, trying to make an account.
Is a VK mobile? What's VK?
I don't know.
Slick ran away.
He's dead. Okay.
He ran away.
Why is he dead?
I think.
All right. Well, that's not really like Uber news, but it's something I ran into by accident on Dig a while back, and I forgot about it, and I wanted to put it up.
Free music.
tinyurl.com/FQ, not FU, FQZ7U. And you will end up at the Wikipedia sound listing, or you can just look for sound/list in Wikipedia. You'll find it eventually. What this is a list of mostly classical, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
Music. Ooh, all, like in OG, all in OGG format. And by a list, I mean a shit metric ton of music.
Yeah, there are
stuff
quite
from,
a few.
Stuff from Mozart and Chopin, Bianchi, a bunch of crazy things. More Beethoven stuff down here. And most of this is stuff I've never even heard.
Brahms.
I wonder if they have any handle.
Yep.
Yep, there's a bunch of George. So anyway, you can check this out if you're really bored or if you really like classical and are down with like filling up your portable MP3 player with a bunch of OGs, go for it. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a wget script to run.
Oh. Because I know I was trying to, I was going to take over that little search to find out the age thing.
Okay.
And I went to the terms of service, and it's not available.
Ha ha ha! HiHiS wins again! Is it like temporarily unavailable kind of thing?
Let's see. Oh, their privacy policy's up at least.
Oh yeah, great. We will share your docs with everyone. That's their privacy policy.
LOLs. 1-1.
Yeah, whatever you say, There's no privacy. Yay.
Article 5, Section 7.
Oh, I think it's
sold your soul. Please click OK.
Eligibility.
And it gives you also the option cancel.
Cancel.
And cancel does the same thing as OK.
And mark that you're 14 years of age or older. Sorry, that's it. Okay, 14.
The only way out of this is hitting the back button. But only if you use IE. If you're using Mozilla, you've already agreed. What? What's going on here? No, I'm making this up. We have some really crazy shit ton of stuff here. I want to know what I can use. All right, this is... Yeah, I like doing at least one of these a show. We try to stay away from politics, but sometimes... Sometimes it's just a story that's so good you have to bring it up.
Which one is this?
This is from the WashingtonPost.com. If you're interested, just go to their website and look for the click that broke a government's grip. It should be towards the top, the main pages. It's regarding China and how recently editors from the Chinese major Chinese newspaper were trying to put a restriction on the journalists by every time that they put a propaganda-like article against the government, they would get a pay cut of some kind. They would get some sort of penalty.
Huh. That's not fun.
Now, while this was being announced to the journalist by the editor-in-chief, one of the journalists there, his by the name of Li Datong, which is a senior editor in the press room, decided to post online their opinion of this. So while the meeting lasted 90 minutes in the room, the internet spread the link across. You know, people emailing, IMing, text messaging, whatever. And it got pretty deep before it was the government got a hold of it. And you know how the Chinese government is. They like to remove all traces of everything.
Right.
Tiananmen Square, anyone? So, pretty much... Because of this, because it was so widespread and so many people knew about it before it was too late, the government retracted the push to have the editors create this supposed penalty for going against the government in journalism. So it's like an internet victory. Politically.
To win.
Yeah, it's like to win. Unfortunately, we all know this is probably going to happen, and I know it's sad, but said person already got fired, will most likely be found in a ditch within 3 years, and the penalties will be reimposed. But that's life.
In China.
In China.
And soon to be elsewhere, anyway.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to bring that to light, because... You do have a lot of power with the internet, and it might be an evil tool, it might be a good tool. Depends on the way you use it.
Yeah, here's...
That's a nice counter to the MySpace thing.
Here's something funny that I found recently. It's a new feature for Yahoo, actually, not Google. It's Yahoo Answers. It's pretty much... It's interesting. You could ask a question, it actually posts a question. It's kind of like a bug tracking system, but instead of bugs, it's open to anything, any kind of question, and Yahoo users will answer this. I mean, but the interesting thing about that is, of course, there are some questions that are good and some that are answered properly, but of course, there's always funny questions like, I saw this one, how far is it from Cuba to Ecuador via Pluto?
What?
Exactly. It's a trick question. I mean, Pluto's constantly moving, so you can't have a definitive answer.
Mm-hmm. Pretty damn far. That's fucking answer. But what I don't like is that I'm here, I'm at the Yahoo Answers beta page, and I won't let me ask a question until I sign in.
Actually, I just see
what the fuck?
Here's an open question that's unanswered right now. I have Microsoft Word for XP, and I lost the free trial key/number. How do I get another for free?
You don't.
Yeah, ask Microsoft that one. Let's see
blow
what they
the
do.
Right, you have to blow the right person.
Oh, you know that one. Ooh. Let's see. How do I open a new Yahoo account? Is a question.
That's annoying.
Wow. Yeah.
Why do I have to post? I mean, I can search for other people's questions using Yahoo Search, but I can't post a question or anything without signing in. Now, why do you need to track me when I ask a question like, did you suck your mom's dick last night?
What?
What's wrong? A random question. It's unanswerable, but...
There are a lot of weird things.
Though. Yeah, I know. But still, I don't like the fact that you have to log in to use it. Google doesn't have you log in
that's
to
true.
Use your shit.
Well, they that's because you're always
anyway,
logged in.
But, you know, that's besides the point.
Alright.
But it is interesting. It kind of reminds me of Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, but Ask Jeeves doesn't have, like, people answering you. It's just...
It's just true.
It's a search engine. In the form
of
a question, that's all.
I know. It's like a Jeopardy-like thing. Except you are actually officially asking the question. But with Ask Jeeves, it's kind of like... You ask a question, it gives you an advertisement for Travelocity. No matter what you ask. It's like, is the PlayStation 3 coming out soon?
Yes, and you could...
you could fly to Vegas for $5 a night.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Everyone's dead. Okay, that's great.
Yeah,
wonderful.
You go.
Alright, I got one. Nigeria. Anyone know anything good about Nigeria?
No.
Nothing?
About the spammer that takes it up the whoa.
Yeah, that's right. Nigerian spammer is jailed. And he's doing some hardcore time. According to this Register article... A Nigerian spammer was jailed for 376 years.
What?
That's right.
Hey, people are living longer nowadays.
Charged so many counts.
Wow.
That he's got a total of 376 years.
But you know, he could expand his lifetime by 6 to 7 years if he takes this pill. Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry. I was reciting half of a spam that he sent.
No, I'm sorry. It's not his life. It's his penis.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, you can always download his brain onto the internet so he lives forever.
No, we don't want that.
But then the internet would be in jail.
It already is.
It's true.
Where
in China.
You mean to send people to jail. Yeah.
Well, in any case, I think he was convicted on 48 of the 58 counts which he was charged. Not only does he have to go to prison for, like, eternity, he also has to pay $1.6 million to the people he scammed.
Nice.
Particularly to... Let's see. Wow, there's too many AKAs. George Robert Blake. That's the official name I got here.
Hmm.
Who is actually a known felon himself, but I'm not even going to get into it. It's just nice to see, like, a spammer get, you know, jail time. For, like, pulling all this crap. But at the same time, 376 years for spamming is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, that's setting a very high precedent for...
Any internet crime, yeah.
Yeah.
And this isn't even here. This is in, like, Nigeria.
Well, I don't sympathize with spammers, but that is kind of hard. It's a non-violent crime.
Yeah, well, it's considered money laundering, what they were
right.
doing.
Right, that kind of stuff,
and
definitely.
Fancies. Still, 376 years? Good. Damn. Being out of prison, might as well just hang himself. Easier.
Hey, then they'll start having death penalties for spammers. That's,
oh, God.
That's just that much worse.
Isn't this a death penalty?
Yes.
No, but it's life in prison.
Like, what's the parole minimum for this?
Well, he'll be out in about 7 years.
You think?
Well, it is America.
Right, because
well,
there'll be bail hearings and whatnot.
Nigeria, dude.
That's true.
I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah, I don't know the legal system, but...
It's called you're fucked. Anyway, so, hence my little linking calling it. Spammer takes it up to WoW.
Whoa!
For a long, long time.
Spammer takes it up the...
OmniScan!
Oh! He just added a new meaning to that word.
I'm sorry, he takes it up the...
That's much better.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he'll be enlarging something other than his Pen 15 size. Ooh, Morbid, you brought up this article. And I kind of wanted to bring it up.
Okay.
The shareholders sue over the GTA sex incident.
Oh yeah, God. this old incident which shouldn't even have mattered for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So supposedly what it is they're suing because of the bad press it lost. They lost money.
Is
that the
basis of the lawsuit is that they want to sue over the amount of money they lost due to the forced cleanup and re-release of the game.
Mm-hmm. Wait, they re-released it?
Well, yeah, they re-released it with that really harsh rating, the adult only.
Oh.
Ooh, 18 or over only. Mind you, it's recommended buying, not like it's a policy that you have to be 18 or older, mm-hmm. but whatever. ESRB is law now. The main point that I want to get to is, though, that the sex wasn't even in the game.
Right. It was a patch that you had to download and apply.
Mm-hmm. Right. The patch unlocked what was originally in the game, but wasn't even possible without the patch.
Right.
And what kills me is it was pretty tame compared to some of the other stuff that was actually in the game. For example, like the sex scenes, while they were obviously innuendo to something really serious happening, has nothing on taking a prostitute to the back corner of your house, doing her, killing her, taking your money back, running her over a couple times with the car.
Yeah, that's GTA.
GTA, but
they left out all the good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, like they're suing. The whole issue was over all the boring stuff. Like that game wasn't even fun. The mini game, I mean. But I digress.
Yeah.
Everyone's
any
fine.
any last things you want to discuss or? Shouts.
Oh, there was so much more I put in there, but I guess the show went by fast.
Yeah, well, we still got like 2.5 minutes. Oh,
okay. Shouts to Appleman for killing the news section.
Well, we kind of killed it ourselves. this show.
I was gonna.
It had no life to begin with. It didn't have enough steam to pick up. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a shout. It has nothing to do with the topic of the show, but
we had a topic besides email.
Tech, I'm talk about.
Okay.
To the people for finally bringing, gonna bring Les Mis back to Broadway.
Okay.
Oh, Les Miserables?
Okay. Yes, yeah. Les Miserables is coming back for 6 months. In November.
And we're gonna go watch it?
Yes. I'm gonna find out how much the group rate is so we could get them earlier than just individual tickets.
Sounds like a good plan.
I mean, how many people we need for the group, because I think we could do it.
We can make it a 2600 thing.
Or a Binrev thing. I wanted to mention this too.
Okay.
If anybody's listening to this is in the New York or 212 area, we're going to be starting meetings there third Friday at around 5-6 o'clock. Same place as the 2600 meetings, which would be the City Group building at 53rd and Lexington. They have a little atrium inside there, so feel free to show up.
Oh, and on a final note, we're also taking collections and donations to get the money out of prison for spamming.
Really?
No, not
oh,
really.
Okay. Anyway, that concludes this week's edition of BaseNet Radio. We hope you have enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or flames, send an email to basenet@basenetradio.net. If you are listening to this on DDP Hack Radio or on Rant Radio, up next is Binary Revolution Radio.
Peace.
Peace out.
Later.